Good morning, good morning. Morning, guys. How's it sound?
Good morning, Rabbi. Sounds good.
Great. Good, eight. All right. Turn on the sink over here. Okay, everything is ready. There we go.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Parakim Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, beginning with Perek Revi. Perek Revi is going to deal with the importance of benching in the location that you ate, scenarios where you have to return, where you don't have to return. It's going to deal with what brachos, when one makes one of them, covers others or not, and the concept of hesach hadas, or the meal ended, and therefore, as we'll see, you have to make a birchas hamazon and you have to make another bracha rishayna, because halachically the kfius suuda was over, or there was hesach hadas, and everything related to these three topics. Perek Revi Chevra has 12 halachas, and starting with halacha alt, simple rules, says the Rambam. When you recited Birchas HaMazon, as we learned in the previous chapter, the rule is, it must be made in the place that you ate. In other words, prior to you getting up, you finish the meal, bless the Eibishter. Now, says the Rambam, Achal Kishuhu Mahalach. No, it's the concept that you have to make a bracha achreina where you ate. What happens if I never had a place where I ate? Because I was eating while I was walking. Say there. So wherever it is that you finished eating your sandwich or whatever you were eating, yoishiv amakim shepasik, sit down in that location and vivarecha make the bracha. What happens if achal kishuhu I made? So here, as we mentioned, you're supposed to bench while you're sitting. Here it's even easier because you have a makim, you were standing. So if you're standing with the Rambam or in Hilchos Day, it's not to eat when you're standing. But if you ate when you're standing, Yoishim v'mekoyim, I sit down and make the after bracha. Now, what happens if you didn't do that? I didn't bench in the place that I ate. So shachach levarich birchas hamazon, a person finished the meal, they forgot to bench, they went away. So if the niskar koyvim sheis akel hamazon shemeyav, if they remembered that they didn't yet bench, when the food was not yet digested, we already learned in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos in the Rambam that after the food is digested, let's go with their approach. Do I feel hungry? If I feel hungry for the new meal, we're speaking about people that ate two meals a day, not that they're constantly eating, so they're constantly hungry. But people that got habituated in the healthy way of living, which is you eat by a meal and then you don't eat. If you're hungry, it means the food got digested. That's the way we're going to understand. If you remembered when you don't feel hungry yet, which means you are allowed to bench. So the rule is, my friends, mevarech b'makim sheniska. You bench in the place where you remember that you didn't bench. In other words, since you did not leave the location of your meal, b'mezid, knowing I have to bench. And so then they did not tell you that you're mechuyev to go back. You understand? In such a scenario, it was a shikha. As long as you are able to bench in the place that you remember, you don't need to return. But that's only because you were a shoygi. But in my amazed, a person ate in a location. They know they have to bench in this location. And they walked away. They're lechatchili, you have to go back. But even in this case, paskins the Rambam, and if the person didn't do that, in beirach, b'makim sheniskad, post facto, bid the yaveh, then also yotzi yedei chavos. We mentioned that you should bench while you're sitting. A person didn't do that. They benched while they were standing, or even worse, they benched when they were walking. So if you remember, by Shema, it's b'chlal not a problem, right? Other than the first Shema Yisrael. But by benching, no. Ideally, you should sit for the whole benching. But if you didn't, also, post facto, yotze yedei chavosoi. Ulechatchila leivarech birchas hamazon v'leibarach Hashem ein shalosh. Ella, what's the ideal? Birchas HaMazon and Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, to the exclusion of Boyd and Nefashos, Kishahu Yoishev, you should be sitting down and you should make it B'makim Shachal. That's the rule of Halacha Aleph. That's the premise. Now, Halacha beis, mishin is tapik loim berech hamoitzim, loy berech hamoitzim. If you have a sofik, so even though we learned in the previous chapter, if you have a sofik, whether you're benched or not, right, it's considered the sveika do'eraisa, because birchas avozin is do'eraisa. But if the doubt is whether you made the bracha prior to eating, brachas prior to eating, birchas anhenen is midrabanan, eino choyzer mavarech. Because since the bracha prior to eating is eino min ha-toira, and let's compound it with that which the Rambam holds very strongly, that if you make a bracha, that's not necessary. This is taking God's name in vain. This is like taking, God forbid, an oath, a false oath. So we say the concept that sofik brachas midibreim, you have to be lenient. That's the chumrah.
Rabbi, if you forgot to say hamaitzi, that means you probably forgot to say the tilas yadayim, so you say
let's
both.
Let's not focus on the tilas yadayim. So that's very important. Let's not mix them up together. Let's focus on brachas nozam. Now, what happens if you don't have a doubt? If you know that you didn't make hamaitz, shachach levarech hamaitz, what do? You're already in the middle of the eating. Very simple. In this can actually go on a sodasa if you didn't finish eating yet. Right now, make the bracha. But in this can lachash goma, but if you already finished eating, einoy, choyzer, umavareh. You finished eating, don't make a bracha of hamoitzi. I want you to know in Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe writes that it's ideal, even though you finished eating, and it's not healthy to eat when you finished eating, eat a little bit more in order for you to be able to make the bracha of Rishayim. Halachi Gimel. If you ate in one house, upasak su'udasai, guys, be medayik in these words. Upasak su'udasai means that you did not eat to your satisfaction. Pasak su'udasai means you still need to eat more, but you didn't. That's going to be key. And you went to another home. Now, we're not speaking about a case that lechatchila, when you washed here, you had in mind to continue there. That's not a problem to continue there. That's not the case. You did not finish your meal. You went to another location. Or even you didn't go to another location. The key is not where you went to. The key is that you left your current location. So the Rambam is giving a practical scenario. Why would you leave your current location? Innocently, you're eating. The whole house was one cheder. Someone wanted to tell you something private. So he asked you, please come outdoors. You went right outside your house. You're not under the roof. You didn't go to another place, but you're not in the location. So the rule is, my guy, this is very important. Since you changed your location, that change of location ended the meal. That's why I wanted to emphasize that the beginning of Halacha Gimel, if you finish the meal, we're going to learn about that soon. Even if you didn't change your location, once there is Hesach Hadas, that in itself ends the meal. You still plan to eat. Whatever reason, you went to another place or you left the roof. Sarech levarech lemafreya. Guys, mafreya means you have to make birchas hamazon. Now, where do you have to make it? We already learned it in Halacha Aleph. But always lechatchila, go back to the place, make birchas hamazon, and then v'choizer mevarech matchila hamoitzi, then you have to make a new bracha prior. V'acher kach, and only then may you conclude your meal. Guys, this is the rule. Kol hamashana mekoimai harei pasak achilasi. Remember that. We learned this together in the Gemara. A simple rule. You were Mishana your makim, which means you left under that roof. So if that's called the end of the meal, the rule is when you finish eating, the Torah says you got a bench. Midrabanan, even if you ate a kazayis, but you finished, you got a bench. You want to eat more, bench and make a new bracha reshayinu. However, there is an exception. The exception will be that if a group of people are eating together, the concept of eating together, which is called kfiya su'uda, is only shaykh by bread meal and by wine, and some people of the group remain behind, it's not called that you finished your meal. And the Yatsu is just giving an example. And most people of the group left even for a mitzvah because they went to greet a chassan, they went to greet a kala. As long as someone remained behind, the example of the Rambam is not only when it's an elderly person or someone who's ill. Like it's like the Gemara says, Dibir hakosuv bohaiva. Normally, who will remain behind? In this case, if there's a mitzvah to go to class hachosin, only someone who's unable to. But it doesn't matter. If there was an adult, that's not chayla. And for whatever reason, he didn't do the mitzvah of being makabel to pnei chas. Someone remained behind, since they began as a group. So here we say, choyzlin l'mekoimam, everyone can return back to their place, v'goyim l'msu'udasam, and they don't have to make another bracha. In other words, the kvius was not nullified because of the one who remained behind. However, that's only because someone remained behind. But the imbaini chusham adam, then kishem yoitzim, chidashir is, even though they went for a mitzvah, doesn't matter. The rule is the same. The rule is, mishana makayim, you ended the meal. You ended the meal, you have to bench. You want to eat more, say it, make another bracha reshainu. Kishem yoitzim tzirichem lebracha lamafreya, uchshem choyzen tzirichem bracha lachatchilim. He's telling you even better. The ideal is not make a bracha achroina when you return. Now that you know this halacha, there's a chasen. I mean, you know this, it's a time question, but the real ideal, don't even leave. Make the bracha achroina, because you're going to have to do it anyways. And the rule is, like we began in halacha al, if you eat, you ended, make a bracha, make a bench. I am still hungry. The Torah is telling me, halacha is telling me that leaving my location means I'm ending my meal. I don't care if I'm doing it for a mitzvah. Halacha, hey, come on. People are drinking together. The rule is always going to be the same, that what, that when you leave, leaving your location ended that eating session. It's not only by birchas hamazon, it can be by a ha'etz. Now, all of that is because you left your location. How do you define location? So here the Rambam says very clear. The word bias means room, not a house the way we have in America with 80 rooms. If you change your location in one home, in one room, and the ikir is, my friends, since the new location is in a place where you can see the old location, it's about to the ER, and it's lachzor levarach. But if you can't see, look at the example he's giving. You have a fig tree, which has a very wide trunk. You began eating in one side of the tree. Now, guys, I want you to know one thing. If lechatchila, when you began to eat in one location, you had in mind to move around, then this is not a problem. The Rambam doesn't speak about that. But if I'm eating a meal under the fig tree, even if I go to the other side of the fig tree where my new location does not allow me to visually see my original location, that's called chino market. Wow. So people in America that, you know, are walking with their hydration cups, not to get dehydrated the whole time. Again, when they make a shahakol, they have to have in mind lechatchila that they're going to be sipping it, you know, malaskeda. Some people, you know, some creatures eat the whole time. But if you don't have that in mind, you have a problem. Now we're beginning the other topic of this chapter. Like we mentioned, certain brachas, when you make one, it covers other brachas. So if a person makes a bracha on bread, he makes the hamoitzi, potat es ha-parperes, o'echlin es behenapaz. Parperes refers to appetizers. I know that this is not a perfect translation. Parperes means that all of the food that are being consumed, because you're having a meal, it doesn't only mean you're having it with the bread. That's the key. Parperes literally means something with it. But any food, which is the meal, you're having it because you're having a su'udah. Like, this is an example. The mini ha-tafshon. Other types of cooked foods or even fruit, right?
Side dish.
Maybe. A side dish, thank you, but a side dish that is eaten only when you have a meal, not side dishes that you eat outside the meal. Right. They are covered. You don't have to make a bracha prior nor a bracha post. But if you make first a bracha on all of these side dishes, appetizers, leipatar es hapas. And the key, my friends, is that's the lashon of Chazal. That pas is mezen. It offers nourishment. So whatever part of the meal is giving you the highest level of nourishment, look how things change today. People view bread as the enemy. Because I'm not healthy, it's going to make me feel not good. Bread gives you the nourishment. So that's the key. You make it on what nourishes you more. It includes that which is secondary because it nourishes you less. Beirach al maise kedeira. That will include, not only because of hamoitzi, if you made a bracha on cooked grains. Now, what did we learn? We learned in Shabbos, you make normally a mezainis. Anything that you eat in this meal, because it's accompanying the maisa kedeira, according to the Rambam, you don't have to make a bracha. Because you make a bracha, you're sitting down to eat what nourishes you here and what's considered secondary to it. Pater es ha-tavshel. Beirach al ha-tavshel, pater es ha-maisa kedeira. Okay, halacha zayin. Just to repeat what we said yesterday, very importantly, when we began the series, Chevetz, just, you know, always, we don't paskin like the Rambam. So especially by brachas, and it's so complicated that Alter Rebbe wrote three times, Birchas Anhenem. You know, he wrote twice, Birchas Anhenem, then he wrote the Siddur. It's gavaldik, we're learning Rambam, but don't paskin by the Rambam. Like, you know, and Zelik began to ask questions, all of these questions, Pashat, nuance, it takes a lot of time to answer, even if a person knows the answer. Let's just learn the Rambam. Halacha 7. Gomar b'libim le'echo. So we learned if you left your location, not leaving location, I decided not to continue eating. The Rambam says, eat until you're 3/4 full. This person is only 50% full. But one decided, that's it. Or if you gather to drink wine and you decided that was enough, by Melishtois, you made such a resolve, this is all in your heart. And God knows what's in your heart. And after you decided the meal is over, you changed your mind. Here says the Rambam, which also automatically ends the meal. It's called Hesach Hadas. Your resolve, no more meal, that ended the meal. But here it's different than moving your place. When you move your place, what did the Rambam say? You have to make a bracha achrayna, right? And then you have to make a bracha reshayna. Guys, halt cup over here. Hesach Hadas, if you stayed in your location, you only have to make a new bracha prior. I know the Rambam does not spell it out explicitly, but that's the psak of the Rambam. It's called Hesach Hadas. Since you did not leave your makom, is not strong enough to oblige you to make a bracha achrayna. But you'll have to make another bracha rishon. But on the other hand, if you are eating and you did not decide to finish eating, even if you are overeating, not the way that Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, even if the person says, afilu pasa kol hayom, you don't have to make a new bracha rishayna. But guys, the Rambam is relying on a few things. I'll just repeat. Number one, amed varam amurim, that the food did not yet get digested. Amed varam amurim, that you did not make a shinui makom. In other words, if a person is sitting around their table on Yom Tov, and they're eating and they're gnashing, so they're constantly eating, then as long as they didn't have in mind to end the meal, time is not a factor when the food was not digested. Halacha, ko yoshoisin. Now, if the people were drinking, the Rambam is giving this as an example because it was common for people to continue after they finished eating the meal part, the bread part, they would continue to drink together. At some point, they said, come, let's bench. Or he gives another example. If a person is having a meal Friday, aside of all of the questions in halacha, are you allowed to make a meal? But they had a meal on Friday. They began before their permitted time. It was put in at a Shabbos or whatever the scenario was. So the rule is like this. Once it comes Shkia, you have to stop the meal. You don't have to daven Maariv. You have to cover the bread and you have to make Kiddush. And not only that, you can make Kiddush prior to Shkia. So once they said, let us make Kiddush, now Nesar Aleim Lishpleis Achi Yivarcho Yikadesh. It was now that ended the meal. But if they're going to do it nonetheless, even though they're not allowed to, like, if you once you decided to make Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush. But taking that aside, Mamish, like Halacha Zayin, unlike the beginning of this Pedek, the resolve to end the meal, which is called the Hesach Hadas, obligates you to make a bracha Rishayna again. But it doesn't obligate you to make a bracha achrayna and a bracha reshayna. Aval amam rabbayim and avdil, if they decide to make avdala, that is not even called the hesach hadas. Ein tzricham lachzor ulevarech. And the logic is very simple, that one is obligated when Shabbos comes in. If you're having a meal out of Shabbos into Shabbos by Shkia, you have to stop and make Kiddush. When a person is having a meal at the end of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas, and they go into night, they don't have to stop. L'chatchila. So therefore, boyev and avdil, since you're not mechuyev, is not such a great break. So here, we're speaking dafke about people that are drinking in a chabura. Okay, this is very important. The bracha that we're going to be learning about, atoyev meitiv, is not said if you drink wine by yourself. Hoyev mesubin, people are gathered to drink wine, and they made the bracha boyev priyagafel. But now, another type of wine came, very important, not a better wine. It's nothing to do with a better wine. Another min yayin. Keep going. They were drinking red wine, and now they bring black wine. They were drinking old wine, which is superior, and they bring newer wine, which is inferior. The Rambam gives that bedafka. Even though einam tzrichim lebarach birchasei yain pam shniya, because they are sitting together, they made once the baracha by priya gofen, aval mevarchim baruch ato Hashem alekeinim alecha olam, hatoiv v'hameitiv. Hatoiv means hatoiv for me, v'hameitiv la'acheidim.
Is this different than other opinions? It has to be a better wine?
I think so. So the Rambam clearly paskins it's about ribu yayin, meaning about another type. Now another type, also there's details, like there's Merlot and Cabernet in the Grace of Weinschmecken. L'choid or not, because it's red. But Rambam's examples are, if it's substantially a different color, that's what he's saying. Or old versus new, because it's a complete different quality, at kedeka. Even going down in Madrega. Halacha yu. Ein mevorchen al oichol, mit kol oicholin, v'lei mashkin kol amashkin. Rule, you may not make a bracha only until the food is right in front of you. We'll see the big exception when you make a bracha over water in front of a river. Because the bracha, the water that was in front of you, is no longer here when you're drinking. But normally, it has to be lefanov. It's atke dekach. This is b'diyeva. This is ma'akev. And you knew they're bringing it. You knew it. But you made the bracha prior, and you were not meisach das, and you didn't speak out. Doesn't matter. You got to make a bracha again. What happens more? You took it in your hand, and then it fell from your hand. Right? And it got burned, because if it fell from your hand, and it's still there, pick it up. As long as there's no COVID, pick it up and eat it. He's not speaking about hygiene. But it's no longer here, or it fell into the river and the river swept it away. So you know what you got to do, guys? You have to make a new bracha rishonim. Even if it's the same type. And not only that, again, Rambam, who holds that making a bracha levatola is like taking shem shemayim levatola, God forbid. So to rectify that, you have to say, which is what we do whenever you say God's name. In vain, Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchus Elohim Vod, Al Bracha Rishoyna. Don't forget that Rambam and Kihilchas Kriya Shema never mentioned that Baruch Shem was a tefillah of Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu took it from there. We never mentioned that. The Rambam says the only reason why the undertone, you know, Yaakov Avinu said it. The undertone is because since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it in the Torah, in the context of the Shema, that's why before you say, you have to say it low because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Which means there's no problem saying Baruch Shem loud. Bechlal, during the year, say it. Kadesh Eloi Lohoitzi, Shem Shemayim Lovatol. And praising God's name after God's name is mentioned resolves this, you know, Yiras Hashem HaNichbad VaHanoyri. You're not respectful. No, you said God's name. You said Baruch Shem.
What he said in the parable, I also think it was that it's like a Shua Shav. That's only if you don't rectify.
Only if you don't rectify. Here the Rambam introduces the rectification. Thank you. The exception is you can stand by a stream of water and you can make a bracha and you can drink, even though you have no keli, which means the water that was in front of you is no longer here. That's the exception. Now you can't say when the steak is still in the kitchen, I'm going to make a shahak aloud for whoever's serving me to hear the bracha and come and jump. No, that's doesn't matter. By water, they made the exception. Halacha Yudal. Not only do they come, not only are they being brought during the meal, but they are eaten because of the meal. According to the Rambam, any type of snack that people eat outside meals will automatically not be included. It's being brought, but because of the meal. Then, einan tzarichem bracha, not before, not after. Ela birchas hamoitzi shebatchila, and the birchas hamoitzi shebasoif, poteres hakol, shehakol tfeilo l'su'uda. However, udvarim she'einam achmas ha'su'uda, if they happen to be brought during the meal, right? And now, there's a frequency involved. Don't think that no one ever ate anything outside a meal. The Rama means, like, pedois, which are frequently eaten outside a meal. Then, to unim bracha lifneim. We don't pass in this way, and we know that. You have to always make a bracha prior to it, and not la'achareyem. Okay? This is not speaking about dessert. This is speaking about something that's being brought, connected to the meal. If this is frequently eaten outside the meal, you got to make a new bracha. We're not speaking about something that you're eating with the bread, but it's being brought during mealtime. Now, what does that mean? After people decided no more bread, that's the meaning. Bread was eaten throughout. It was a different way of eating. So after there was what's called mashchu yudeim en apas, and then food is brought, bein machmas asu'udam, bein shalei machmas asu'udam. Whether it's food, machmas asu'udam means food that's being brought to be mazin, to give you nourishment. Whether shalei machmas asu'udam means food that doesn't have nutritional value, but it's being brought like what we call a dessert or a snack, no matter what, to una bracha, listen to Bahav Daraman Paskins. Lefneim vila achareim. Final halacha yud beis b'shabbos is b'yom tovim, or when a person has a meal after they let blood, after bloodletting, these are all times when people would drink wine after the meal. U'b'shashiyotim in amerchatz b'chayoyitze behen. That what sh'adam kiveyo su'udasei al hayayin. In other words, that after having bread, su'udas bread, it's common that people would continue for a while to consume more wine. So the question is, do you have to make a bracha over that wine? In derech aleyan shelifnei hamazon. See, there's wine during the meal, wine prior to the meal. Wine during the meal, we learned, was consumed in order to help your body digest the food. Even though you have to make a bracha for that wine, it does not cover the wine that you will drink after the meal. If you drink wine before the meal, like by Kiddush, that's good. That was not to help you digest. And since you didn't bench yet, the wine that you have during the meal and after the meal is covered. Before you make berachas hamazon, but avol b'shar hayamim, but on other days, it's covered. Why is it covered? Because you knew from the outset that you will be drinking wine after the meal. But on other days, even if you made a bracha of wine prior to the meal, since you didn't know that you're going to continue to drink after the meal, then you have to make another bracha should you choose to drink wine afterwards. It's about the kavana that you had when you made the bracha over wine. If you thought that's all the wine you're drinking, then you have to make another bracha. When wine is brought during the meal, kol echad v'yechad mubarach la'atzmi. That's a separate halacha about whether I can make a bracha for you. So when we're having haseva, we're eating together, I can make a bracha for you. Wine that's consumed during the meal, and if no one made a guffin, they brought wine, I'm making and you're making, everyone has to make their own bracha. Don't forget that saying amen while I'm eating is dangerous. So therefore, automatically, everyone, while they're eating, everyone should make their own bracha. People's throat is not, so to say, available to answer amen. And another rule is, aside of you making a bracha on the wine that you're eating while you're having the meal, since that drinking of the wine is not called wine drinking, it's called something that's being done to help you digest it, it doesn't cover the wine that you will then choose to eat after the meal, even if you had that kavana. Shabbos and Yom Tov, everyone has to make Kiddush. You don't have a problem. Okay, Perek Hamishi, Chavresh. Perek Hamishi is the Perek about Zimun. The whole chapter is about Zimun. Perek Hamishi has 17 halachas, starting with halacha Aleph. Nashim va'avodim chayavim b'birchas hamazon. This is all the intro. Now, there's a big machloikis. Why a woman obligated? Is it midoraisa or midorabana? Why would you say so? So why not? It's a positive commandment. It's not time now. Whenever you eat, you have to bench. The Rambam doesn't give the reason, but the Gemara says, because since we say, al ha'aretz ha'toyva ashenos anloch, and the lenitna ha'aretz, right? Lebanois lenachlo. I know there are exceptions, the benois salafchad, but in principle, Yerusha goes through the sons. So that will be a reason why many opine that they're not obligated. Not midoraisa. They're for sure obligated midrabana. And it's a big nafkemina, as we'll see in a moment. Now, lefikach, therefore, a moitzin esagdoilim yidei choivasan. As we learned in Pedik Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that for me to make a bracha for you, we have to have the same level of obligation. Women and men do not have the same level of obligation, but as we'll see in a moment, that Amram himself will speak about a scenario that if a man did not eat kedei sevir, the man only ate a kezayis, he's also chayiv midrabanan, there they are on the same level, which is a chiddush. We don't say that by women it's like a double midrabanan, because b'chlal they only have to bench midrabanan, and then they only ate a kezayis, that we don't say. If both chayivim are midrabanan, then one could exempt the other. Aval haktanim, in other words, vaday loy midoy rais. That's the key. Vaday not midoy rais. It's not even a doubt. And why are they obligated? Because they lachancham b'mitzvos. Halacha beis.
Isn't that the case with all kinds of Tanim in every mitzvah?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But the Rambam is trying to emphasize is that even though chinuch is an obligation on the father, that's the unique shita. So Rambam, he almost always, other than in tefillin, includes the katan in the chiyuv. He doesn't say that aviv chayv l'chanchor. His words are always ktanim chayovim. We have the same expression by tzitzis. There's a big chiddush over here. Ilkut Yisichas Chelik Yud Zayin, Kadoshim Dalad explains that this concept, that since the father can only fulfill the obligation by the son doing, so he becomes included in the obligation. So at Kedekach, that the Rambam always uses the words that they are chayovim. There's consequence to that in halacha. Halacha beis, shloish ashachu paskecha. Now let's, three people ate bread together. Chayovim, they are obligated to bench hazimun prior to birchas hamazon. Herst, birchas hazimun is, you can just see it's just a back and forth a little bit. No, that's called birchas hazimun. What's birchas hazimun? So like this, if there were only three up until 10, v'loy ad b'chlau, so then one of them will lead and will say, nevarech she'achalu mishaloi, and everyone responds, baruch she'al mishaloi to v'chayim. And then he, the leader, the one who's mizamein, is going to say, baruch she'achalu mishaloi to v'chayim. Not the way we do it. And only afterwards, the bench, but in times of the Rambam, when people would do zimun, one would bench for all. V'char kach oimer, the one, right, who was mizamein, will be the one saying, baruch atah Hashem, alekeinu melech olam, asan as olam, kulu b'tuvay, at she'goymer abra brachos, v'hein oinen amen achar kobracho u'bracho. Really, the Rambam already established that they don't have to answer amen. Shemeya ko'ena here is even without amen, but even better, when you say amen, schorei gadol yoyser, as the Rambam says. Halacha dal. If there are 10 people and more, then the zimun is done, but they add God and Almighty's holy name. Ketzad, ha-mevarei chaymen nevarech le'lekeinu shechal ha-mishalei. Ve'hemoyimim baruch le'lekeinu shechal ha-mishalei v'tu v'chayinu. And then, v'hu chayzev ha-oyimim baruch le'lekeinu shechal ha-mishalei v'tu v'chayinu. And then the mevarech is maskul le'birchas ha-mos. Halacha hei. Ha-soyed v'beis chasanim. Unlike what we learned yesterday over Shabbos regarding how long do you extend Shabbat brachas, one day or 7 days, here we're learning about something else. That in the Zimun, there's a modification. And this modification goes way beyond Shabbat brachas, way beyond. Let's go prior. From when the family of the chasen, which customarily would prepare the meal, the su'uda, from when they already began to prepare the tzar chisudas and isuyin. Now, really, this is just a day prior, that no refrigeration. From then until 30 days after the marriage, whenever people gather, this is whether there's going to be, like the Rambam says, whether you're going to add only the seventh bracha, because there's no panam chadoshes le Rambam. And this can be after the week afterwards, where b'chlal, not even one bracha is being said. You're going to say, Nevarech she'asimcha b'ma'oinoi. Right, bless the one in whose abode there is joy. Shechal mishaloi, and everyone answers Baruch shasimcha b'ma'oinoi shechal mishaloi, etc. And if there are 10 people, then you say Nevarach lelekeinu shasimcha b'ma'oinoi shechal mishaloi. We never heard the words Nevarach shasimcha b'ma'oinoi. We never heard that because if we don't have a minyan, we only say this when the Sheva Brachas. And if there's no minyan b'chal, you don't make Sheva Brachas. But there's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with whether you're saying Sheva Brachas. It's more than 30 days in a moment. You'll see. If there's 10, then you say Nevarach lelekeinu shasimcha b'ma'oinoi shechal mishaloi. Etc. Now the Rambam says that's always during 30 days after the wedding. Any meal that's made because of the young married couple after 30 days. If it's because of the married couple until one full year, during the entire what we call Shana Rishana, they would say Shahasimcha b'moine. How great is that? Halacha 6. Hakol chayavim b'birchas hazim. Everyone is obligated in a zimun just the way they're chayvim birchas hamazon. And afilu kehanim sho'achlu kotchi ha'kotchim ba'azona. The kotchim that demands birchas hazimun is shiyari menaches, which was commonly eaten. One might have thought, number one, that since it says v'yochal ta, one might have thought it means achilas reshus. Kamash malon, no, even by achilas mitzvah. Number two, according to some opinions, the kehanim were not allowed to sit when they ate, because Ein Yoshvim Ba'azorah, only Malkus Beis David. And one would think, as we learned in today's first chapter, and I want Chafetik Dalit, you got to sit down, Machatil. So you would think that since the whole benching is done, you're eight standing, you're going to bench standing. No, you got to do that. The Chain, another din. Zimun, it means that everyone is partaking of the same meal. What happens if the food is a food in which not everyone can eat of? So for example, Kohanim and Yisraelim that are eating together, even if the Kohanim only ate Truma and Yisraelim ate Chulin, which means that the Yisrael was not able to join the Kohanim. So let's argue they're not eating together. They are eating together. You know what? Because even though the Yisrael cannot eat Truma, the Kohen can eat Chulin. That's why. Chayav mezimon kechiyuvim bebirchas hamazon. Halacha zayin. Now let's go. Now that the Rambam says that whoever is chayiv in birchas hamazon is chayiv in zimun, the Rambam said that women are chayiv in birchas hamazon, whether they're rice or they're abana. So does that mean they're chayiv in birchas hazimun? Nashim v'avadim uketanim. There is a side rule that they may not be metstadev to the three, or if you, they can't be combined, so they're not included. Abol mizamnan la'atzman. You have three women eating together, they make zimun. Now, why is that? Oh, first of all, we don't include men and women together. Now, even when it comes to nashim avadim and ketanim, we don't even include them together. Don't make a group because of pritzus. But nashim bizam leis la'atzman, avadim la'atzman, ubovad shaloi yizamnu b'shem. And we'll see in a moment, Danny, he's speaking about the chiddush of the Rambam, that katan is chayiv according to the Rambam, like we learned by Kriyas HaTorah about the katan reading. Cotton can be part of the three. Let's rewrite it. Androgynous. And androgynous. Just another detail, that women, when they are mizamun la'atzman, they'll never use God's name. Using God's name demands a quorum of 10 males, 13 or over. So they'll never be a zimun b'shem by nosh. But they're chayv to make a zimun according to the Rambam when they do, because they're chayv and birchas hamazon. And whoever's chayv and birchas hamazon is chayv to make a zimun. Androgynous, which is someone who has the physical characteristics of both genders, they make a zimun amongst themselves, but they may not be included, not in women and not in men. Mepeneshu safek. And a tumtum can never join together, because if you have three tumtums, maybe two of them are men, one of them is a woman. You don't know whether Bechlal, androgynous is considered the same gender, so they can make it by together. They can't join women, maybe they're men. They can't join men because maybe they're women. Now, Koton, Chevre, not when they're Mufla, Hasamach, Le'ish, 12. Hayudei Elamihim Evarchim. That's a six-year-old. Some kids even younger. The Rambam Paskins, Mizamnin Olav, he could be included. For Afa Pishu, that he's only Keben Sheva. We already said, right, remember when we learned Tukas Talmud Torah, that the Rambam's Keben Sheva means what we call he turned six. Because when you turn six, you enter the seventh year. Or maybe you have to enter the eighth year. Umetzdarif, not only for three, bein leminyan shloisha, bein leminyan asara l'zaman olav. Even nowadays, many times the Alter Rebbe says, don't make a macha, that if you need a minyan and the tenth is a katan, some people, that you say here, l'chatchila. One minor, he's 6 years old, he's included in the minyan. But the hanachri eim mezamnan olav. Halachaches, eim mezamnan ela al misha achol kazayis pasol amayim. To be included, you have to have a kazayis of bread. It means you're chayv, at least, with the rabbanon to bench. Shiva she'ochupas, three of the 10 ate yerek, oitzir. They ate something, even something that only demanded a shahakoil, which is tzir, or hadama, which only has the afterbrach of bread nefashos, or chayotze be'en. Since you have the a ruba, the minkar, seven, mitztaref lezamen b'shem. Oh, she'yam avarech ma'ichle ha'pas. But the leader has to be someone who ate bread. Abel, if it's six, when it comes to the minyan, six is enough. You got a roif, not for here. Abel, shisha shachu pas v'arba yerek, eim et starfen at shiyo ochli apas. It's called the roif hanikar, a distinct majority or a discernible majority, which is only when you have seven. That not everyone has to eat bread. The following line, again, we don't paskin what we're going to learn right now. The Rambam paskins, but when it comes to three people, all three of them needed to eat a kazayis pas in order for them to combine to the zimun. Halacha number nine, shnayim she'ochlum gamrum la'echol, two people ate, and they completed the meal. And now a third person comes and eats with them, but these first two are not eating. So like this, im yecholim la'echol imoy kol shuhu. Yecholim la'echol imoy halachically means that they ended the meal prior to being full. They taka chose not to be stuffed, but ein bitna mole. If their stomachs are full, we're going to learn about this when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach. If I'm eating when I'm already full, it's not even called eating. That's why if you're stuffed and you have achila gasa, you're not even yoitza the carbon paste. So I ended eating. We learned, and today we learned in Perek Dalad, right about that. I made hesach hadas for me, the meal was over. But since my stomach is not full and a third person came, even if in yochaylum lechol, even a little bit, and not even bread. Bread will be too heavy. Then it's considered the three ate together.
You have to make mibracha
rishona? No, no. They don't even have to eat. It has to be yochaylum
lechol.
You have to be able to eat. Now, finish. That's the rule. According to the Rambam. Chacham gadol, who is going to be the one leading the benching? The chacham gadol shel masubin, hu shem barach lekulam. Many cases, by the time they find out who's the biggest gadol, the food digested. Another din that Rambam doesn't say it over here, that the chacham gadol is can be mechabed someone else. Halacha yud shloisha shach luke echad. You know, whoever thinks they're the big chacham should say, okay, I'm a vater. I allow you to bench, so everyone will be happy. Shloisha shach echad einu nushem lechale. Now that three people are eating together doesn't mean in the same room. Now there are exceptions. Sometimes when you go to a wedding, there you combine people from one table to the other because they are all there for the same reason. But if you go to a restaurant, if you're not around the same table, you're not joined. You can't just stop joining the other table. Mm-hmm. No. So now three people that are eating together, since they are chayiv to make a zimun, they're not allowed to, I'm going to go with my neighbor's table. That can happen in a restaurant because now over there, your neighbor is sitting with his wife and kids, but you're not mitzvah anoshim, anoshim ektanim. You're not allowed to leave. The chayin arba, or you have four people, or five people. But six people, yesh, lohem, lichalik adasar. Lichalik means three and three. In other words, if you're moving away, won't take away the chiyuv of the group from where you came from, nor will you be exempt because you're going to a group in which there will be a zimun. So they just separated. Now that we learned dinam and peidik revi, going away doesn't mean leaving the room. It means they're going mipina lapina ba'oisa bayis. That's okay, because they didn't change the obligation. And similarly, the same thing with 10. The moment you have 10, you got to say elokeinu. If one person, you know, even if three go away, you got to have a group of six and a group of three. I'm sorry, four and three, seven and three. You can't say God's name. So until you have 20 people, you can't break up. And when you break up from 20, it has to be 10-10, not 11-9, because then the group of nine lowered their obligation. Again, l'cholik, clearly, I mean, the Rambam is expecting for us to remember, peidik revi, l'cholik doesn't mean they can leave another room because the chatchila, like we said, you got a bench in the place that you ate. The place of the ate doesn't mean around the same table. It means in a place where you can see the place that you ate. Halacha yudalav. Shloisha b'nei yodim. Shabalo m'sholosh chabure shol shloisha shloisha. So here you go, guys. Three, let me go back to my case. It's a big dining hall, Pat's, Chveis, Shiloh's. You're going to a restaurant. And there were three tables. And everyone sat in a different group. They, for right or for wrong, let's say every group had four people. Let's go like that. So when they leave, at least they didn't break the group where they came from. And these three, each one was mechuyev to make a zimun, come and say together, ate, sat together. They didn't eat together. Since they came from a chiyuv, they can bench together. One second. Not only can they bench together, they're obligated to bench together with Zimun. Since they're obligated, they cannot break up. You got it? No, they can't say, we never ate the meal together. Since you came from a group of three or more, and you didn't bench over there, there was no Zimun there. So the chiyuv of Zimun is chal on these three people. Even though they didn't eat together, they can't break up. But the im kvar zimun kolachadeach bechabur shaloi. But it happens very often, as the Rambam will speak some cases when three people are eating together, one person can lead the zimun. All we need to do is we have to listen to the first bracha loud and answer hazanos hakoyel amen, and you can go back to eating. So if they already fulfilled their obligation, and then they left and they joined together, then they're not obligated to make a zimun, even though it's a new group. No, they never ate together. They're just sitting together now, and they were already exempted of the zimun. They're not exempted from benching, but they were exempted of the zimun. And that's even if they ate after they joined together. Even if they ate when they joined together, because since they are only continuing their meal and they were yoitz of the zimun, they're not uchuyev to make a new zimun, So them breaking up is not exempting themselves from an obligation that never existed. Three people that sat down to eat bread, even though everyone is having their own bread, and guys, that's the nekuda. What makes a group a group? The words of Chazal is, ein hapas mitzadet. It's not because you're eating out of the same loaf of bread. It's the fact that they ate on the same table. So if everyone brings their own food, the fact that we ate together, it's called kviyusan, was mitzadet. Halacha yud beis. Now here, we're speaking about the example of a wedding call. Not a wedding call. People are eating together. No, a wedding call. People are eating in the same room, not in pets. See, in pets, one table is not connected to the other because everyone is there for our own reason. But if people are joining together for the same purpose, like a chasana today, and now you have different tables. I'm eating on table two. You're eating on table one. Oh, shtei chabur yishoyu oichel mabayis echad. You have to add that nuance, but they came for the same reason. So they all can combine as long as they can see each other. Do they all have to see each other? No, only some of them. So you have a little table. On every table, there's a couple. On every table, there's a family. But you have in the room, you have 10 tables in the room, you have 10 men. They make a but the imlav, if they cannot see each other, even though they gather under the same roof for the same purpose, everyone makes their own zimun. So if there's three and three, you can't say alekeinu. But if there's one server and the server is going and it's being mishamish all of the groups, so the shamish, the waiter, is combining all of the groups together. Even if not even a little bit, it's an L-shaped room. Like a Pesach program, if there's the same shamish, it has to be under the same roof. That's impressive. But by yourself, as long as they can hear each other. Because don't forget, once you made a zimun, you would bench loud. Everyone else would listen. You have to hear the zimun. You have to hear brachas. Three people are eating together, and wrongfully, one person walked out. You can only do zimun when he comes back. The question here is, does he have to actually enter the room, or does he have to come close enough that you can see him and he can hear? And the latter is okay. All you have, you call him back. Not that he has to come sit down. Just kadesh yechavin l'shmoya mashe. He has to come close enough for him to be able to hear what they're saying. Umenizam olav, even though he's still outdoors. For who bashuk? The yoytzi yedechavos. Yoytzi yedechavos, he means this one guy fulfilled the zimun. And then when he goes back home, as we learned in Perek Dalet, go back to where you ate, then he can make birchas hamazon la'atzma. Which is a chiddush, because normally when there is zimun, only the mevarech bench the whole thing out loud. But if you have 10 people, it's not good enough. By 10 people, you say God's name. God's holy name should only be said when 10 men are together under the same roof. Not one guy standing outside. But that's not because of the din of zimun. That's the din of being mechabed God's name. Three people lay together. One guy benched. He already benched. You know what? If he's still there, the other two can do zimun after he benched. The two people will be yoytze the chayv of zimun, but he lost the zimun. He did brachas hamazon, but you know, it's she'ein zimun l'mafreya. So it's amazing. He benched, but since he's still there, he's still included because they ate together. Halacha tezvav, shnayim she'achlu ke'echot, two people ate together, then everyone benches for themselves. Oh, but ve'im ho'ya echot mehem yodeya ve'echot en yodeya. Only if one person doesn't know how to bench, do we then say that the one who knows should bench loud, the other one should answer amen and fulfill his obligation? In other words, if it's two people, one should not bench for the other if the other knows how to bench. Masha Enkin by Zimun, Bisman Harambam, and even a bit later, Dafka one for everyone. And Al Tadeber already writes in his times that since people don't have the capacity of having Kavana to listen from the beginning until the end at someone else who's reading the benching, me looking and reading helps me direct my intention. So nowadays, everyone benches for themselves. But ideally, when there is zimun, even though everyone knows how to bench, only the mezamen should be the bencher who ben. Mevarech la'aviv. That means if the father doesn't know, this is a hemshah, and the son knows. Guys, you're going to jump and ask, "Whoa, the son was only chayiv with rabbanan." So yeah. We're speaking about the father who did not eat kedei sidiyah, but he ate a kezayis. And since the Rambam holds that chinuch is machayiv the cotton, so the cotton is chayiv as the father is chayiv. So Ben mevarach l'Avid, and Eved mevarach l'Avid. Ha'ish mevarach l'Bayla. If they don't know how to bench, again, we're speaking. This is not about Zimun. This is about when two people are eating together. So that case where the father doesn't know how to bench and who's leading the bench and his son. May a curse befall a person who doesn't know how to bench and is relying on a minor, on an isha. In other words, you're saying bein mevarach l'aviv, and even an isha, even though isha might be chayv d'oraisa, isha might only be chayv mederabanan. So for you to say it works is only if the male adult is not chayv d'oraisa. And guys, appreciate the chiddush. If a gadol ate kezayis, he's mechuyev midoraisa to bench. Just alamah, he didn't eat enough. When it comes to the katan, the whole chiyuv is only a chinuch. It's only the rabbanan chiyuv. And not only that, the katan doesn't have to eat kedei sviya. The katan also only ate a kezayis. Like you might have argued, it's like a double the rabbanan. We don't say that. The katan could be mevarach l'av. But if the adult ate and was satisfied, and therefore he's chayv to bench minat hayra, then ben isha ben katan oyevet emotzi in oisam because of the klal shakol hachayv v'davim minat hayra emotzi in oisam idei chayvasan elo hachayv v'oisam davim minat hayra kumayosoy. And by the way, the same will be with two adults. That if one adult ate kedei sviya, the other adult ate only a kezayis. The one who ate a kezayis may not bench loud for the one who ate kedei sviya. Final halacha yud zayin. Hanichnas etzel achedim. When you enter an environment and they are already leading the benching, you did not eat. You have to respond. We'll see what. Im atzam avaruch oimen avarech. That's where we're up to. Then he says baruch hu umavayda. Im atzah oichlin oilem baruch shechal mishaloi. You came even later. The others are already responded. Then at least you should answer amen and not be silent. Even though that you're not included in the Zimun, because God is being blessed, you got to answer.
You're not supposed to say the words.
No. We have in our benches exactly what we say. Perek Chet, the final chapter of today, Perek Shishi Machayim. Perek Shishi has 20 halachas. It's a big chapter today. It's all about Netilas Yodayim. And that's why, Zelig, you were asking before about Netilas Yodayim. Let's keep it organized the way that Amam does. And of course, it's connected to Hamoitzi. But now we're learning our standalone Perek for Netilas Yodayim. Halacha number one, kol ha'oichel pas. Whenever you eat bread, upon which you make hamoitzi, guys, we learned in over Shabbos, sometimes you make a mezoint, right? But whenever you make a hamoitzi, tzarech netilas yodayim tchila v'soif. Look how the Rambam words it. You got to wash your hands prior and post. My machreinim. But the Rambam begins by putting it in the same level, beginning and the end. Ha'af al pishich pas chulen. And even though your hands are not dirty, nor do you know that they are tamei, both of your hands have to be washed. Furthermore, says the Rambam, any food that's dipped in liquid or was washed in liquid and is now wet, you must wash your hands prior, says Tosfos, just to know that's only really when you are eating holy food. Because the rule midrabanan is that if my hands, even if they're only tamei on the rabbinic sheni, shniyos is on the person, on the hands is midrabanan, but there's another chumrah that a sheni makes mashkin et chila. A mashkin, yeah, Danny, so the liquid becomes addition. A liquid can even be metamei chulin into a sheni. The Rambam says, you make a proper netilas yadayim with a bracha. Okay, we don't paskin this way. We wash our hands without a bracha, and we especially do that the night of the Seder. But according to the Rambam, anytime you eat, even non-consecrated foods, if the food is wet, you're obligated to do Netilas Yadayim. Let's not forget also, Shitas Rambam is not like what we just wash our hands until Netilas Yadayim in the morning for Shachris. The Rambam would wash Netilas Yadayim also for Mincha and also for Maidiv. And L'Rambam, when you wash your hands, you make a bracha al netilas yadayim. Always, you make the bracha. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'mitzvonu al netilas yadayim. By the way, if a person goes to the bathroom, you're also chayv to do netilas yadayim. And the way that Rambam would do it is, since you have to make a bracha, you wash your hands, you make al netilas yadayim. You would make an asher yotza, and then you would make a hamoitz. Okay, but let's go over here. Just the word netila, just to know what the word means. Natla, let's go one approach. The word natla is a name of a small utensil. It was a typical utensil that had in it the capacity of holding the revias of water or more. So that since you have to throw the water, bekoyach hanoisein, not bekoyach adam, bekoyach hanoisein, as we'll give it, we'll learn about this more detail soon. So therefore, to remember that, don't put your hands under the stream. We call it netilas yodayim. Use a natla, use a vessel, use a shisel in Yiddish. Shazu mitzvahs chachamim. Now the question is, how can you say Hashem Neshanim mitzvahs mitzvah? God Almighty did not make such a mitzvah, not before tefillah, not before kriya shema, not before you eat bread. It's you know, netilas yodayim is one of the two takanas of King Solomon. Shazu mitzvahs chachamim. God commanded us to listen to the Chachamim, as it says in Parsha Shoftim, that's why it justifies to say, and yes, you, God Almighty, commanded us to listen to the Chachamim who made this takan. However, why not? It's a rabbinic decree that Amram puts it together. Because the reason why the Chachamim made this decree according to the Amram is primarily because of danger. Certain souls, known as melach sedoimus or similar salts, if they made them their way into one's eyes, they can make a person blind. So therefore, you have to wash your fingers at the end of the meal to wash off the salt. And anything that was enacted because of sakana does not come with a bracha. You make a bracha putting up a mica. That's a whole sikh of the Rebbe on that. There's two aspects of it. It's also kadesh lo yipol hanoifel mimeno. But there's a side of that, a mitzvah putting up a mica. Stand alone. But since the Chachamim made it because of the sakana, so don't take it lightly. You don't make a bracha. There's a rule in halacha, chamira sakanta misura. Chamira sakanta misura has many consequences. I'll give you just an example. If you have a suffix, whether you did a derabanan, their general rule is suffix derabanan, lahakel. If it's a suffix, whether you did something that has a danger aspect, do I have to do it again? Chamira sakanta misura. Don't minimize my machrenim. Now I'll pick up all of there's other in yonim regarding my machrenim, but let's move on. Halacha gimel. Netilas yadayim. Bein tafshul latafshul. I don't know if you ever heard about this, but there's something called mayim emtsoim. All right? The Rosh, for example, would wash his hands during a meal between the fish and the meat because there's also a sakana to mix them. Our minig is no longer to do mayim emtsoim. Just to be familiar with the concept. Reshus, ratza noitel, ratza eno noitel. Now, another thing. Upeiroi shol chulen, einon tzrichem netilas yodayim, bein batchila, bein basoif, if they are not wet, it's only for a meal, even though, my friends, when the koihanim would eat truma, no difference whether they're eating meat or not. And the whole netilas yodayim of King Solomon was for the kahanim to make sure that they wash their hands. Fine. But not for when we eat cholent the kapedes and adarab, whoever does that, sometimes, you know, you're being machmer. Wow, sometimes fe. You're called arrogant. We're speaking about netilas yadayim. If a person's hands is dirty, of course they should wash their hands, but that has nothing to do with netilas yadayim. As the Rambam spoke, it's not about taking dirt. It's about the ruchniyazdika idea of taking away tumashniyos from your hands. Kol, there's different versions. Let's read these words. Kol pas shahamelach boy, which means whenever bread is eaten with salt. Now he's going to go into more details. That is where tzarech netilas yadayim achreinim. You have to wash the mayim achreinim. Shema yesh by melach sodoimis, or melach that is like melach sodoimis, which means that if that salt goes into your eyes, it can really damage your eyesight. The yavo yodav aleinu ben yisamim. In other words, it began because there was salt. Then they said, now anytime you have a suda, wash. Now the truth is, you have to always have salt during a meal, but the Rambam Lochid is trying to say, even if you know there was no salt, it doesn't matter. Now you got to do it. Now there's one exception. The exception of these, you see, the Rambam puts it together. Rishayna and Achrayna. Prior and after the meal. Ubamachne, army camp, soldiers who are exempt of some mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, they can eat damai. Peturim enetilos yodayim betchila. Bepneshim turudim bimulchama. But they are still chayav machrayna. That's another great example of chamira sakanta meisura. Bepneha sakana. Halacha dalid. Ad heichon enetilos yodayim. Until we're on the arm, do you have to wash your hands? Rambam uses words that are very not clear. Adapedek. We already spoke out that there's a three-way machlekes reshainim. The word pedic means a joint. Halachically, you have the joint which is the middle of the fingers. The next joint is what separates the fingers from the palm. And then you have the wrist. We understand that amma means pedic until the wrist. Now here we go. Revius l'chol shtei yodayim. I want you to know that when you think about Nativos Yodayim right now, that we wash our own hands because I'm throwing water only on one hand. And then on the other hand, that's something unusual. According to the Rambam, Nativos Yodayim, the ikir is done by having the water poured by someone else on both of my hands together. And he says, you don't have an option. You can tilt it and put it in between your knees. Don't say, or throw one hand on the other. Let's come on. The chol shechoytis in batfila, anything that creates a chatzitza, choytis in Nativos Yodayim. Like ice or snow, if it can be included in the 40 saw, it could be included in the shear of the revius. Don't forget, it had no running water. Sometimes it was special, no water. If you have to kratz together a revius, if you have the snow, it can be included in. Halacha 5. And instead of washing the hands with a natla, the person immersed one's hands in a kosher mikveh, that's good. By the way, you make another bracha. You say, al tfilas yodayim. You know that. But that's only if the mikvah was kosher. But if the water was taker rainwater, was not mayim shuvim, but it didn't have the 40 sa, or it was what we call water that prior to it being gathered in the ground, it was previously put in a utensil, and from the keli it was brought into the ground. That's called mayim shuvim. Loyasa klum. When you do netilas yudayim, I don't care about all of the above. Because that's because you're putting it in a natla and you're pouring it b'koya hanoisa. But if you're going to use tefillah, it has to be a kosher mikvah. There are four rules. You have to be careful for the following. Number one, b'mayim atzma. There's halachas about the water, as the Rambam will explain. Rule number two, you have to have the minimum amount. Like we mentioned, there has to be at least one revius for both hands. Number three, there are halachas about the natla. Ubakeli, that sheyu hamayim shenetlim bekeli. It has to be a halacha keli. You see, some things you might consider a keli. The Torah says it's not. And number four, ubanoitel. Ubanoitel means that it has to come mikoyach hanoisen. As we'll give examples, which will clarify each one of the four. Sheyu hamayim boy mikoyach hanoisen. Halacha zayin, nabo'o, the bottom place on this hamayim. Let's go to rule number one. Rule number one is called b'mayim atzvan. Okay, let's dive into that. Shinui marim, change of color. Or giloi, it was left uncovered. We'll speak about this in a moment. Basias malacha, or if it was work to do any type of work. Or the hefsid shomineya esabehem a malicious man. The quality of the water is so not good that even an animal won't drink from it. That water is not kosher. And the Rambam goes on further. Deeper, Ketzer, Mayim Shinashtanu Mara Isan, if the water changes, whether they changed in a keli, whether they changed Bekarkois, which means in a mikvah, Bei Machmas Dabar Shanofalo Teichon, whether it is because something else fell into it and changed the color, whether just the place sits there long enough, look inside your neighbor's swimming pool, it looks green, Chveis Varka, once it turns, it completely colors, Harei Lepsulim. Number two, V'chein Im, this Galo Gilui Ha'oiser Oisem Shasiyah, if it was left uncovered, in which halachically you may not drink it, and on the times of Chazal, we're nechashem and akrabim or mitzuyin. It's very limited amount of time that you are allowed to leave water that's uncovered. We paskin that nowadays there's no gilui mayim so much. People are still very medagdik. I know people that don't even leave water in a urn. We don't go that far. Every day they put no water and they plug it in. I saw these people, but we say it's covered. In other words, if there's going to be an issue of gilui, you can't use it in the tilas adayim. Then nifsalu. Whenever there's a chashash that a venomous creature had the ability of getting in there just to drink. But the rule is that when a nachash drinks, not only do they steal your water, but then they poison it for you. That's their minute. Then there's going to be poison. So since you can't drink it, you can't use it for Netilas Yadayim. Halacha 8. Kol mayim shenasu mehem halacha. If you did work, it'll explain details of work. Nasu shoytchem halachically, it's called sewage water. Even if the work really didn't make them dirty. Upsul Netilas Yadayim. For example, mayim shuvim shidich me'makelu, you had water and you wash utensils. Oy sheshara bahem pitoy, or you dipped your bread into it. So you just dipped your bread into it. V'chayoytzavim, whether it was in a keli, whether this is water gathered halachically in the ground that you call that a mikvah, psulim l'natilas yodayim, hidiach bahem kelim mudachim, but if clean utensils were just rinsed again, or brand new kelim, that's the only time where we say you know, it's not about the quantity of dirt. They were not dirty to begin with, then loy to sullen, because it's not called melacha. It's not about the dirt. It's called, did you do work? Did you do melacha? If it was clean, it's not called melacha. So the minig was they made crackers, and at some point they would dip the crackers into the water. That invalidates it. Well, however, there were other times that the nachtam would stick his hands into the water. He would cup his palms. He would remove the water and put it on top of those crackers. Even though his hands went into the water, he doesn't passel the water. It's not called melachin. But for who? But vid shehu chayfen mehem shas lisha, then kishedim, because shahamayim shebachafna of him shenasu mehem melacha. Avlamayim shechav mehem, but the water from where he took the water in his palms is not called melacha shenasu mehem melacha. No work was done with that water, even though he used that, he took from that water. Halacha nine. Any water that even a dog won't drink, it was very bitter, right? Oy meluchim, it was very salty. Oy achunim, it was very murky, or it has a very bad odor. Actually, yishtalehem hakelev. So it depends. If it's bekelim, sulam l'tilas yodayim. People are going to jump. They're going to say, if an animal can't drink, it's not good. Until now, we made a correlation, even if it's in the mikvah. In the mikvah, it's good. Mikvah, Baruch Hashem, even if the mikvah is so bad that a dog won't drink from it, which is probably many mikvahs that I grew up in, it's still kosher for a mikvah. If it's kosher for a mikvah, you can do it until it's yadayim. But kakoy is k'sherim lahatil, l'chames. Now, chametiveria is very bitter. If it's b'mekoyman, like we just mentioned, what's this psul of nifsalu m'shesia, even from an animal, chametiveria. So since you can go to the mikvah and chametveri, if they are in their natural place, then you can do tefillas yodayim. If you remove the water from it, you no longer can do it. Avalim natal mehem bikli, if you took water into a natla, or shehiflik mehem amalim akamacher, you made a little canal, and you had the water go into another location, not in a way where that new location is still considered, you know, there's a hashaka, not in that way. That's not good for a mikvah. Ein noikla mehem, loyla reshenim, loyla acharayim. The loyla acharoinim that Amam says. Don't forget, he begins everything together. Like ocean water, very good, great example. Ocean water would not be good because an animal does not drink ocean water. But in the Bekaiman, it's good. That's the beauty. It means if you stick your hands in the ocean water, al tefilas yodayim, 1000% good. That's this zoom. Not good. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That thank God that as even though the mikvah waters, that the mikvah is now Aiden's mikvah will be drinkable water. You can stick it in, even though it's the real traditional mikvah waters. That after that you have to take four showers. It doesn't matter. It's good. Halacha yud. One time. Yesh lanoitel liten al yodav ma'at ma'at achi itin kashir. Look how the Rama words it. Today minik chabad is tefillas yodayim is three times. Really, in the times of what you learn more about is that it's once, and then they would wash, then they would throw water again to wash off the waters that are coming, and it's metayer those waters. That's not lechatchila the way that Rambam understands Tefillas Yadayim. Tefillas Yadayim is like we mentioned; it's one pour of the whole Nevi'is on both hands together. If you want to pour it once and twice, that's okay. But another din. If you have many people that are putting their hands together, now listen to this. Not only side by side, you have five people. Again, the way it worked is one person poured. So why should he pour and everyone separately? You have all of the five chevra, everyone putting their hands one above the other, which means the waters that came on my hands first that are not tahor are falling on the hands of the person beneath me. If it's being thrown at one time, all of our hands are considered one hand. And therefore it's kosher. Happens to be that every person needs a revius. But even though all of it is being thrown on the guy on top and it's trickling down. Noiklan arba chamisha. Not only zeh betzad zeh, even yad shel zeh al gabei zeh. With one pour. Now, obavad, that the hand should be a little bit separated because if I'm going to be pressing on your hand, then the waters cannot get in between. the hands should not be so pressed against each other, and we have to make sure that the water can get in between them. And another precondition, that there has to be a revius for each one separately. But if you had four revius in, which would be a shisel today, I think a shisel today probably has 10 revius in. It's a lot of water goes into our normal netilas yadayim cups. Have many people align their hands together and give one knack, and everything is good. It's called kulam nidoinus kiyad echad. Halacha yud aleph, ein noitlin mayim liyadayim. Ein noitlin mayim liyadayim. You may not use the following for netilas yadayim. Now we're learning dinim of kelim. Number one, loy b'defanas hakelim. If a keli broke and you're using the wall of the keli, which is around it, which could hold water, you can fill it up with water and throw it. And you can fit a revius of water in there. The wall of a keli is not called a keli. Or v'loy b'shulei hamachatz, that you would have some avars that in the bottom of the keli, simply in order for people to be able to hop it, to grab it, it would be a protrusion in the bottom. This would be a keli. Kevin is looking for a picture, and then you go around in the bottom. That's not called a keli. That's called the handle of the keli. So if all the water that you had was in that handle, it's not in a keli. V'loy b'charosim, any shard. In other words, if this was not made into a keli, it was an earthenware utensil, and the earthenware utensil cracked and broke. Again, you have any part of it, not only the doif and the wool, even the bottom, but it's a broken keli. This was not made for a keli. The covering of a jug. Now, the covering of a jug, people commonly would use it as a keli. The cover of the jug has a unique problem that normally they would have handles on top, which means that if you were to use it as a keli and turn it upside down, you cannot stand it upright. And that is something that you can resolve by taking away the handle. When you have a broken shard, that was not made for a keli. Doesn't matter if it can stand upright. But if you have something that from the outside people would use the covers of keli for a keli itself, the only problem is it doesn't have a stand. Here, if you either take away the handle, or we'll see other cases where you create a stand, then it will be good. A wine pouch was made to hold wine, but it's a pouch, it's leather, it doesn't stand. If you make a stand, it's going to be good. That's called shetikna. You added something to it that when you put it down, you know, there's two sides. That's because it's called a keli, with the only problem is it doesn't stand. But if you have a sock or a kupa, which are perforated, you know, baskets and certain materials that are very porous, even if later you're going to fill it up with tar and you make a stand, it won't be good because it was not made from the outset to be makabel mayim. Aval sock v'kupa sheniskenu still ain't noitlo liyadayim. Now, v'layitein l'chaveidah b'chofnav, can a person cup his hands, revius, and throw it on your friend? No, hands are not called a keli. If any utensil, it broke. Now we're going to a detail. We said generally a broken keli is not called a keli, but one second. If the keli broke to the point, the broken part cannot be used. What about the original part? So the top broke to the side, but the bottom is still there. And that was made as a keli. So we're going to learn in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara that if a keli broke to a certain point, the tumah automatically left because all of the parts are called broken utensils. So if it's considered a shevet of a keli, de facto, the status of it being made to hold also goes away. None of it can be used. Ein nois l'li yadayim, because all of it is called shevet kelim. V'haraya, it became taught. Halacha yud beis. V'chol ha-kelim nois l'li yadayim. What must the material be made from? Anything. It can be klei galalim, that would have dung kelim or gevalt, klei adam or earthen kelim. But they have to be wholesome. Or it doesn't have the quantity of revis. Let's say it's a 3 ounces. Really, according to the Tzemach Tzadik, it's a drop less than 3 ounces. So now we have a keli. Other dinam, we should know lachatchila. We want for the top to be all rounded. We don't want a spigot. That's lachatchila. Okay. Everyone is okay to be the one throwing the water or pouring the water. Like we kept on mentioning, you don't need even koyach adam, you need koyach hanoisim. Koyach hanoisim would mean if a monkey throws the water on my hands, it's going to be okay. You don't even need koyach adam, but someone has to pour the water. Even a cheder shayt to the katan, even though they have no das. Im ein sham achar mania. Now, So you need to have someone who throws the water. Again, the Rambam is not beginning with our visual that I'm pouring it for myself. That's absurd. If there's no one else to throw the water on me, and I'm trying to have the waters thrown at the same time on both of my hands, which means I don't have a third hand available to do that, I can put the cup between my knees and I can manipulate my knees. I don't know, you have to be very flexible and you can throw the water and that's okay because you're the noise. If somehow with your elbow, you can make the keli tilt to the side, expelling the water, that's also good. Or look at the third option. After the fact,
it seems like the ideal is that
both clearly that's what I was saying. It sounds from the Rambam, you have someone else pouring it in. And now the Rambam wants to emphasize it's not koyach adam, it's called koyach noisein. And therefore, even a monkey can be the one pouring the water on your hands. Halacha yudalo. Hashoikis. Hashoikis is some sort of stone perforated utensil, a stone utensil that used to be placed on the mouth of a spring into which you figured out how to get water from the spring into it. And then through gravity, it would trickle down from this shoikis through a canal and it would irrigate a field. So it says that Amam Shadoila Adam biyodoy begalgal noisim utecha. How did you get the water into the shoikis? Koyach Adam. Or you turn the wheel that went into the. But now the question is, water got in there because someone got the water into it. Can I put my hands in there somewhere? And the water is flowing. If the water is flowing because of gravity, I may not. Even though the water got into the shoikas because someone poured it in there, but now that it's moving through gravity, it's not koyach noisin. If my hands are so close to the source that even without gravity, the koyach of the water flowing into it would go a couple of inches and cover my hands, that's good. And from there, water goes through a canal. And it's going to irrigate vegetables or animals. Give, you know, the niach yadav bashoikis, and you put your hands into the shoikis. And v'avramayim v'shatval yadav lo yoso lo netila. Why she'ein kan noisin al yadav? Noisin was al shoik on the shoikis, not on your hands. But the im hoyu yadav karevis oshkechas anli. But if your hands are so close to where the bucket poured the water. Means even without gravity, waters would have gone to where your hands are. Then, yes, also like feel. Let's move. Halacha tezvah. Mayim shenestapikoi. If you have a doubt, after we learned all of these rules, if malacha was done or not done, if you have the sheared of the revius or doesn't have a sheared, if they are tohoidim or tameim, safek not al yodav, in all of these cases, fake atar. Shekol Safik Shabataharis Yadayim Tahar, following the rule that Safik Midrabanan, you're lenient. Halacha Tazayim. Mayim Arishonim, Sarech Shiagbiya Yadav Lamayim. When you wash your hands prior to drying it, make sure your hands stay upright. Because if my hands were initially upright, guys, whoever can see the visual, and then the hands go down, here's the issue. The waters that are in my hands, even when you pour water twice, the halacha is that the second water is metahed, the mayim poured first, if they are in the space until my pedic. But if the mayim, the first, we throw a few times, if the water that you throw the first time move down below your wrist, even if the second throw of water touched those waters, it was not metahed. And then these waters that go back on my hand will be metame, my hands. So keep your hands upright the whole time. Because maybe the waters went beyond your pedic, and then they're going to return if you put your hands down, and they're going to be metame or you're dying. Mayim achroinim, never pick your hands up to begin with, because you're trying to remove poisonous salts. So why would you extend it? People ate with their fingers. They didn't eat with their palms. So now it's even worse. Don't let the waters extend. Keep your hands down the whole time. Achroinim sarach shiyash v'liyad v'lamate k'day shiyetzi kolkech ha-melech ma'aliyot. Mayim arishoinim netolim al-gabi kli. It doesn't matter where the waters go to. And here you have something very interesting. Why do you care if it goes on the ground? If it's sakana, people don't touch the ground, don't touch their eyes. This is already lachura ruchnizdik thing. There is a certain unique type of tuma dafka mayim achreinim. And if the water is thrown on the ground prior to it getting absorbed, someone might touch it. Masha enkin, if it's in a kli that's discernible, that's mayim achreinim waters, no one will touch that water. It doesn't matter the temperature of the water because it's not about removing a sakana. However, the mayim achrenim ain't yotar lo mechamen. You can't use very hot waters. You know why? Because very hot waters are waters that you're not going to properly rub your hands to get rid of the poisonous salts. So the salt will be there. We're speaking about hushia chamen sheyatzeledes bem. They don't properly remove filth because people are hurt. They're in pain of the heat of the water. You're not going to rub your hands. You want to get rid of the water. You don't want to have more water. But if they're lukewarm, then yes, you can even use that for mayim achrenim. Halacha yudzayim. Noitel Adam Yodav Shachris, a person can wash the hands Shachris and make a stipulation, this will be for the whole day. Now, of course, you have to have, you can't have Esach Hadas, but the concept. Ve'enu tzorech litol es Yodav l'chal achilu v'achilu. But v'hu sh'li yasiach tate mehem. Avalim yasiach tate mehem. The moment you have Esach Hadas, tzorech litol Yodav v'chol esh tzorech matilu. Halachi yudches, lot Adam es Yodav v'mapa. The Rambam paskins l'chadchila, you can put on a glove. You can put a shmata around your hand so when you eat the bread, you're not touching the bread. But or as we began this paydek, or anything that was wetted with water, even though you did not wash your hands. Now, what happens if there to one is feeding, the other one is eating? Upon whom is the chiyuv? On the one that's touching the food or upon the person who's eating? The chiyuv is on the person who's eating. So if I'm feeding you, even if I'm using my hands, I don't have to wash. Now, when it comes to a koyin with truma, of course that's not the case. Because there, shniyos can make a truman to a shlishi. But we're speaking about takanas chazal by chulin that we had in Tilas Yadayim. It's the ha'oichel has to do the Tilas Yadayim, even if the oichel won't even touch the food. But the only exception is if he covered his hands with this mapo. Afal pisha achem noisin otech pid, ve'en anigeh b'mapo. And the same thing that Amam says, those strange people that eat with forks over there in Europe, they also know if they can say, I'm eating with a fork. I'm not touching the food. It has nothing to do with that. Well, then if you're eating the magrefa, you have to do the Tilas Yadayim. Halacha yutes, asur lahachel mishal inotol yadav. I'm not allowed to feed you if you did not wash your hands. But asur lizalzel benetilas yadayim. And v'tzivuim harbe tzivu chachamu v'hiziru al adav. We were very much forewarned about it. And even if you only have enough water to barely survive by drinking, you want to eat bread, use that water. Noitul yadav v'miksosim achakach oichel v'shoysim miksosim. As we have Rabbi Akiva in the jail of Imam Mesiris Nefesh Mamash. To use the water. Final halacha chaf, sarich adam lenage v'syodav. Final, you have to dry your hands prior to eating bread. V'chol ha'oichel b'lenigav yadayim, if you eat prior to properly drying your hands, ka'oichel lechem tamei. V'chol anot yadav achreina. Also, mayim achreinim, prior to benching, the Rambam says you have to dry your hands. It makes a lot of sense because you're trying to get rid of melech sodomis, l'Rambam. That was the ikar. Just because you put a little bit of water on your hands, maybe it's still there. Get rid of that. The takev l'netilas yadayim rechasam. And right after, mayim achrenim, you have to mench. You may not make any interruption. Even drinking water. If you did so after mayim achrenim, can't do that. First bench. Or let me word it differently. If you made any interruption today, wash mayim achrenim again. And then bench immediately. God willing, tomorrow to be continued.
Yeah. Really, shouldn't we use a revias to wash our hands?